Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brent Pengraft, and he's over Oakland way. Good morning to you, Brent.
Good morning.
Brent, about a week ago, something happened in your life that I'm not sure will ever go away. I'm sure it will never go away. And so it has to do with the basketball game. I want you to tell us, Brent, about kind of the last minute or so of that game. Who was playing and what was going on?
Okay, well, we were in a tight game with Missouri Valley. We were playing close. It was a good game the whole game through. We were down by three, and one of my teammates, Tanner Starro, he made a game-tying three to tie up the game. And then they got the ball back down the court, and it was a loose ball. We were all fighting for it, and they tried to get a layup, and we had to foul them with about 1.3 seconds left to go. And that's when they were shooting free throws. And
so this is at the opposite end of your basket.
Yes, so this is at Missouri Valley's basket where they're trying to score.
Yes.
And so they're shooting free throws, and they end up making the first. So coach calls timeout to drop a play in case they make the second. So we go back up to line up for the free throw, and the Missouri Valley player ends up missing his second, and my teammate, Mason MG, tips the ball over to me right after we switch spots before the free throw. And it goes right to me into my hands, and I throw it up from about the other side of the court from the block. And amazingly, it went in.
Amazing is correct. Could you believe it? I mean, at that first instant, could you even believe it?
I was just in shock. Like, I couldn't believe. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, no.
And when you got that ball with that part of a second left, was there any thinking going on in your mind, or was this just, like, reaction?
It was all reaction, yeah.
Yes.
I got the ball in my hands, and immediately I looked to the hoop and threw it.
And cheers, and like you're going, what happened here?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm sure, Brent, that it's been interesting after that. Of course, you were just in a day with all your players and your fans and all those kinds of people. But let's talk a little bit about what happened then after that, you know, after the game, and you're going, yeah, this really happened and we won. What's been happening since in your life?
After the game, the locker room was, just so excited. We were, hooping and hollering and happy because that was just an amazing win for us. And I got home that night after showering up and getting home. My phone was just going off like crazy. That we found out that somebody actually got it on video, and we were pumped about that, and somebody put it on Twitter, and then my phone just blew up.
Mm-hmm. And, I can't believe this, Brent, because I'm not a big basketball fan, but I happened to have TV on that night, and I saw it. I just almost can't believe that I saw it, because it's, not at the top of my list. And you go, what just happened?
Yeah.
I'm thinking everybody watching it just kind of goes, what just happened? So you've talked about Twitter, but I understand Facebook also is going crazy.
Yes. I know my coach put it up on Facebook because he runs a video company.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting video of it through our school cameras. And he put it up on Facebook. And I've also been getting, countless notifications through likes and shares and stuff of the video.
Countless, like... what number? Give us a number. I know it's countless. Well, 100, 100 thousands, right? I mean, it's thousands and thousands.
Coach said that videos' views are up over, 150, probably several thousand.
Yeah, yeah. And you're still maybe some days kind of shaking your head about all of this. So, Brent, is that a shot that you ever practice?
No. Before that, I've never tried to make a full-court shot. I've screwed around with a couple half courts, of course, but never thought I could even make a full court shot ever.
Yeah, it isn't something that I think you plan, but it I think it'll follow you a long time through your life. I'm wondering. I asked your mom, and she said I needed to do this, and I haven't. Have you done any research on how many times, if ever, that's been done before?
I haven't looked up how many times it's been done, but I've seen a video of, like, some breakdown of the science of a 90-foot shot, and the odds of it are, like, 1 in 1,500, so... Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
At least. Okay, let's talk a little more just about you, Brent. Of course, you're a basketball player. What are some of your other interests in your life?
Well, I'm involved in many things, actually. Band and choir, jazz choir, chamber choir. I'm in many sports, football, basketball, track, and then my favorite sport is baseball.
Hmm. So yet to come here. Who knows what will happen there? And who are your parents?
My parents are Todd and Jody Pengraft.
Okay. Now, Brent, as I understand, you're a senior. What's going to happen next in your life? What's the plan?
Well, next year for college, I'm not quite sure where I want to go yet, but I know I do want to study sociology.
Okay. And why? What's kind of your plan out there? You know, that's what you're choosing. Do you have a kind of a dream career in mind?
No, I couldn't tell you. I've just always been interested in the way people, you know, talk with each other and relate with each other. So I've always liked relationships between people. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, why not study that?
Okay. Well, lots of opportunities out there. What about when you're talking about relationships with people? I'm thinking it's worldwide. Are you interested in any languages?
I'm in a Spanish class, and that's kind of tough, so maybe not.
Well, you might have to push yourself, Brent. You never know what you can do.
Yeah.
and that point has been proven for sure. Well, tell us a bit, let's go back to the basketball court a bit. Tell us a bit about your team and your coach, because, as you said, this was not just this wonderful basket. It meant a winning team for you.
Well, our team is just a bunch of workers. We all go to practice every day looking to improve, and I think we put in good work each day. Coaches really try to push us. Our head coach, Chris Hamilton, he really, you know, likes to get stuff done, and our assistant coach, Brad Wax, he really pushes us too, and I think we all sort of like it.
And how many are on your team?
I think right now we've got somewhere close to 13, I believe.
Okay. And of all grades, I mean, you're among the oldest. You're going to be graduating. You have some good freshmen in there, too?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of freshmen. We've got a few sophomores. I don't think we have any juniors. And then the rest of us are seniors. I think we've got five or six of them seniors.
That's going to make a big difference for next year.
Yeah, it'll be a young team.
Yes, but they have all of you seniors to kind of mentor them along and know that they have something to aim for. And so what's next for your team now? What's the next game plan here? Who do you play next?
Tomorrow we play Underwood,
What
Tuesday
day?
We play Tuesday.
Okay.
So we play Underwood, and they'll be a good opponent, but I think we should be able to do some good stuff.
All right. Well, that's what you always have to plan on, right? And now you said you haven't quite picked out the school you're going to go to.
Yeah.
How do you think sports are going to play into your college life?
I've always wanted to play baseball in college. So, you know, if I get an offer to go play baseball for somebody, you know, I'll definitely think about going there. But I've always known I want to play baseball.
Okay. And one other thing that I maybe should have mentioned earlier, your mother said, and other people said, you really need to come see our new school. Why would they tell me that?
Oh, this new school is amazing. Not just the gym itself is beautiful, but, I mean, the whole aspect of the building. Having it broken in this year, we've all been looking forward to it, and it's great. We've got amazing breakout sections for students to learn. The classrooms help aid, you know, teachers in their teaching. We've got a bunch of brand new things about our commons and our cafeteria. It's overall a good building.
And we're talking about Riverside, which is located at Oakland, correct?
Yes.
All right. And so if we get an opportunity, as your mom says, you really come need to see this. And other people have told me that too. So, my, I got to plan a trip over there, Brent, because it sounds almost unbelievable. Well, Brent Vandegraaff, we want to wish you the best and just keep on enjoying all the things that's going on in your life.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here's a thought. Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful.